I'm talking about the law.
This segment is brought to you courtesy the Immigrants Journal, dedicated to improving the lives of immigrants. We know that immigrants are afraid, anxious. We have been fighting for immigrants since 1998 and will continue to do so. Whether you are undocumented or a green card holder, we are here for you. To become a member or donate, call 718-243-9431. Again, 718-243-9431. For the latest immigration news and legislative updates, visit us at www.ijlef.org. Again, www.ijlef.org. A very warm welcome to everyone. My name is Pearl Phillip, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Immigrants Journal, Caribbean American Weekly, and Workers World Today. And we are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Ravesa Bajo, who is the Executive Director for Policy Initiatives and Special Projects in the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs. So you had a very remarkable journey. Tell us about that.
It often feels like I've lived many lives. I was born in Albania, but I grew up as an asylum seeker in France, and then ended up becoming an immigrant here in the United States when I was 18. And so three very distinct life periods in three very distinct countries with three very distinct cultures. And so, as you can imagine, it's been quite the journey. It's been a challenging journey, but also an enlightening one. And I think my parents' story, you know, even going back to before my birth, was one of pain and sacrifice. You know, the Albanian community is a large community here in the United States. And so most of that community has come for many reasons. And one of them is the fact that a lot of the previous generations escaped the communist regime in Albania. My family suffered quite a lot under that regime as well. And so that was sort of like the genesis of the start of my existence and my birth. And then as a refugee, as an asylum seeker in Paris, not having much, it was just me, my mom, my dad, and my brother. We like to think of ourselves like the four musketeers going through the world. Mm-hmm. And then moving to the United States at the age of 18, at a very sensitive age, right? It's the age where you're thinking of college and what your life should be and what your future would look like. For me, it did not follow that path. I barely spoke English. And so I learned English my freshman year of college at John Jay. And so that was quite a challenging experience. But then that also sort of like encouraged me to want to pursue a career in public service. And through many professional journeys, I find myself now at the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, working specifically for the communities that I care so much about.
Okay, so what exactly does your job entail?
Yes, and so there are 3.2 million New Yorkers who are either first generation immigrants or, you know, have just arrived in the United States, in New York City specifically. And so part of my work is figuring out what services the city of New York has been providing and will continue to provide to this population and communities, and what more can be done, right? And so it's figuring out the array of services, from housing to healthcare to legal services to public service opportunities, you know, pipeline of employment, of workforce development for those communities, and then be able to provide that array of services to those communities.
So you mentioned housing, and I know that there's a blueprint for housing immigrants and refugees. Can you explain that to us?
Of course, yes. So it's a fairly historic launch of a blueprint plan. It's called the Housing Our Neighbors, a Blueprint for Housing and Homelessness. So we know that NYC is historically a major destination city for newly arrived immigrants. You know, we know that many choose to settle in New York City due to family ties, New York City's reputation as a welcoming city, and also obviously the vast cultural and linguistic diversity. And so we want to make sure with the Chief Housing Officer team and our team at the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs to convene a working group of key city agencies and community-based organizations and community members to lead what would be a year-long engagement process that would have a few objectives. One of them, for instance, is to better meet the housing and service needs of newly arrived migrants, you know, including refugees, asylum seekers, but also undocumented New Yorkers. Another one would be to identify and develop strategies to increase access to information, resources, you know, public assistance and services, but also have provide access to safe, affordable, permanent housing. And so the goal and truly the hope here is at the end of this year-long engagement process, we would be able to provide recommendations that are based on community, you know, recommendations for the creation of a housing pilot program that would allow for a long-term housing solution.
So I know that recently the commissioner and Mayor Adams, they announced an additional $1.65 million for Haitian refugees coming in.
That is very exciting, and that is an additional amount of funding from what was provided back in 2020. And so that continues, you know, on the same vein of providing funding to communities on the ground and CBOs on the ground who are doing the very necessary work to make sure that whoever comes on our shores is able to get all of the assistance that they need, from legal service to education access to workforce development to medical and healthcare. And so that is another commitment that our offices has made to ensure that everyone is protected and gets the services that they deserve and need.
Okay, so I know that you mentioned that the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs is very invested in the community because New York is a city of immigrants.
Sure.
How does that work with the diversity of the city and your office?
Yes, we're very proud to have an extremely diverse office that truly represents all of the colors, almost all of the colors, or as many of the colors as you can truly represent within an office. I myself, I'm Albanian, I'm Muslim from Staten Island. And so that is sort of like a bit of the combo, right? That makes our office unique, where you get to walk in the hallways and in our offices and be able to encounter people who speak so many different languages, who have deep and personal expertise and experience in what it means to be an immigrant, what it means to be undocumented, what it means, you know, to be a refugee or an asylum seeker. And that is truly the strength of the office and the reason why we are so good at what we do and why we care so much about the work that we do.
Okay. And, you know, June is slipping away, but it is Immigrant Month, and you are an immigrant.
Yes.
All of us here actually in the studio right now are immigrants. So speaking about your remarkable journey, your story, what would be your message of inspiration to immigrants, and how has that journey influenced the person that you are today?
That is such a great question. I think about that question often, and it's sort of like been the guiding question throughout my life. You know, it's very easy when you arrive in a country and you don't speak the language and you're confused by the culture or the educational system, or you continuously need to be the one who supports the family by going to college and then working three full different full-time jobs. It's very easy to sort of like maybe feel a bit like giving up, right? And me personally, I very often have felt that way growing up, right? Especially when I was much younger. I think the idea is that resiliency is an important factor. I think immigrants have that so deeply embedded within themselves. We have overcome so much, and we've seen so much, and we suffered through so much. And so the ability for us to, despite the falling down, the ability for us to get up over and over and over again and to reimagine our lives and our futures will forever be sort of like the most incredible, inspirational aspect of my experience and of those who are immigrants and who surround me daily.
Okay, so how can one contact your office to get more information, to learn about the services provided?
Yes, absolutely. It's very easy. So all you need to do is go to on Google search, and you just need to input New York City Mayor's Office, and we will be popping up. We're also available, obviously, on social media under @NYC Immigrants, both Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And so it's very easy to get a hold of us.
Okay, so thank you so much, Ms. Bayo, for being here with us and sharing your story and your message of inspiration to our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
I'm talking about the law.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of the Immigrants Journal, dedicated to improving the lives of immigrants. We know that immigrants are afraid, anxious. We have been fighting for immigrants since 1998 and will continue to do so. Whether you are undocumented or a green card holder, we are here for you. To become a member or donate, call 718-243-9431. Again, 718-243-9431. For the latest immigration news and legislative updates, visit us at www.ijlef.org. Again, www.ijlef.org.